It was nothing but an accident. An accident, pure and simple. On that particular evening, the princess' rooms were open, and as they appeared dark after the brilliantly lighted parlors, Baron de Trailles, who was tired of standing, inadvertently wandered into an empty bedroom. He looked round for a chair in which to have a doze, as he was sure his wife would not leave before daylight. As soon as he became accustomed to the light of the room, he distinguished the big bed, with its azure and gold hangings, in the middle of the great room, looking like a catafalque in which love was buried, for the princess was no longer young. Behind it, a large, bright surface looked like a lake seen at a distance. It was a large mirror, discreetly covered with dark drapery, that was very rarely let down, and seemed to look at the bed, which was its accomplice. One might almost fancy that it had reminiscences, and that one might see in it charming female forms and the gentle movement of loving arms. The Baron stood still for a moment, smiling, almost experiencing an emotion on the threshold of this chamber dedicated to love. But suddenly something appeared in the looking-glass, as if the phantoms which he had evoked had risen up before him. A man and a woman, who had been sitting on a low couch concealed in the shadow, had arisen, and the polished surface, reflecting their figures, showed that they were kissing each other before separating. Baron de Trailles recognized his wife and the Marquis de Sévigné. He turned and went away, like a man who was fully master of himself, and waited till it was day before taking away.